Recorded Books Incorporated presents an unabridged recording of Master and Commander by Patrick O'Brien. Narrated by Patrick Tull. This work, copyrighted 1970 by Patrick O'Brien, is recorded by arrangement with Georges Bouchard Incorporated. This recording is copyrighted 1991 by Recorded Books Incorporated. In an author's note, Patrick O'Brien writes, "When one is writing about the Royal Navy of the 18th and early 19th centuries, it is difficult to avoid understatement. It is difficult to do full justice to one's subject, for so very often the improbable reality outruns fiction. Even an uncommonly warm and industrious imagination could scarcely produce the frail shape of Commodore Nelson leaping from his battered 74-gun captain through the quarter-gallery window of the 80-gun San Nicolas, taking her and hurrying on across her deck to board the towering San Joseph of 112 guns, so that, on the deck of a Spanish first-rate, extravagant as the story may seem, did I receive the swords of the vanquished Spaniards, which, as I received, I gave to William Ferney, one of my bargemen, who put them, with the greatest sang-froid, under his arm." The pages of Beatson, James, and the Naval Chronicle, the Admiralty Papers in the Public Record Office, the biographies in Marshall and O'Byrne are filled with actions that may be a little less spectacular. There was only one Nelson, but that are certainly no less spirited. Actions that few men could invent and perhaps none present with total conviction. That is why I have gone straight to the source for the fighting in this book. From the great wealth of brilliantly fought, baldly described actions, I have picked some I particularly admire, and so when I describe a fight, I have logbooks, official letters, contemporary accounts, or the participants' own memoirs to vouch for every exchange. Yet, on the other hand, I have not felt slavishly bound to precise chronological sequence. And the naval historian will notice, for example, that Sir James Saumarez's action in the Gut of Gibraltar has been postponed until after the grape harvest, just as he will see that at least one of my Sophie's battles was fought by quite another sloop, though one of exactly the same strength. Indeed, I have taken great liberties. I have seized upon documents, poems, letters. In short, j'ai pris mon bien là où je l'ai trouvé. And within a context of general historical accuracy, I have changed names, places, and minor events to suit my tale. My point is that the admirable men of those times, the Cochranes, Byrons, Falconers, Seymours, Boscawens, and the many less famous sailors from whom I have in some degree compounded my characters, are best celebrated in their own splendid actions rather than in imaginary contests. That authenticity is a jewel, and that the echo of their words has an abiding value. At this point, I should like to acknowledge the advice and assistance I have had from the patient, erudite officials of the Public Record Office and of the National Maritime Museum at Greenwich, as well as the commanding officer of HMS Victory. No one could have been kinder or more helpful. Patrick O'Brien.